Well, grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Since Christmas Day happens at the end of our calendar year, it's understandable if it feels like it's the end. It's the big celebration to finish off the year. The entire year is over with for all intents and purposes. And then, come January 1st, we can start doing something new, like, you know, reading through the Bible. or starting our new devotional book that we get for Christmas. Or maybe just that's when we're going to stop eating all the Christmas cookies. But as I read through these scripture readings, and I hope that you notice as you're reading through them with me this morning, I recognize that Christmas is not the end of anything. It's the beginning of something, actually. We celebrate it at the end of the year, but it was the beginning, a new beginning for God's people. When Joseph was planning on divorcing Mary quietly, the angel of the Lord told him not to be afraid because this was God's child. He was to name him Jesus because Jesus, this child, would save God's people from their sin. So it wasn't the end of the relationship with Mary, but instead a new beginning for God's people. In the same way, when we recognize Jesus, that he truly is our Lord and Savior, it marks a new beginning in our lives as well. And it doesn't just happen once a year, but every day that we put our faith in Jesus, we start living a new life, and we remember that this is the life that God has planned for us. Martin Luther's first of the 95 Theses, probably the most famous, says that when our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, said, "Repent," he willed the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. In the same way, every time that we celebrate the birth of Christ, we have the opportunity to start a new life with God again. We're reminded that God was born in the flesh, Emmanuel, which means God with us, so that he is with us always, so that we would never be alone again, not here on earth, and the great news is not alone ever, that he will take us to be with him in heaven. And because Jesus was born to save us from our sins, that means our sins can never separate us from God once we put our faith in his forgiveness. In the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus makes a point of saying more, though, than just repent. It says that John the Baptist was baptizing for the repentance of sins. But then Jesus comes on the scene, and he says something new. He says, "Repent and believe in the good news." So Martin Luther is correct. Our lives are a sign of daily repentance. That's what happens every day of our life. But it's more than that, too, I think, we have to remember. But also a daily celebration for what believing in Jesus gives us. Our lives are marked by daily repentance and, through faith in Jesus, daily rejoicing for the forgiveness of our sins. Now, of course, Easter Day is usually referred to as the new beginning of the church and of our lives, but I think Christmas is just as effective. And interestingly, I kind of like it a little bit more. Jesus's resurrection meant that all God's people now had this hope of eternal life. But Christmas is cool because it means that God had a plan this whole time. God was planning Jesus' resurrection a long time before it ever happened. In fact, years before the cross, Jesus was already healing and forgiving and proclaiming the kingdom of God to everyone who would hear so that they might believe. It was humankind, it was us, who demanded that Jesus die on that cross. He was already forgiving us, but we didn't like that. He was getting in the way of our plans and our purposes. So we cry out, "Crucify him. We don't want any more of that." They cried, "Crucify him," even though Pontius Pilate was was resolved to set Jesus free. Humanity thought they would stop Jesus from getting in the way any longer. But God had a plan, and he intended on saving us from the very moment Jesus was born. And so we can celebrate the promise of our resurrection as much on Christmas Day as on Easter Sunday. Because Christmas celebrates God's plan for our salvation. Easter is amazing because we can celebrate God's accomplishment of that plan. So why wait until January 1st when you can begin today? Your Savior was born today. But that doesn't mean you have to wait to experience the renewal that he brings with him. You don't have to wait until a certain date on the calendar to celebrate. We celebrate Christmas knowing that Jesus is as much present with us today as he will be any other day. Why not make every day Christmas? Every day Christmas. To know that God is with you as much tomorrow as he is today. To remember that your sins are forgiven the moment after you do them and you repent. As much as you, it's forgiven on Easter Sunday when we all sing the songs about it. We celebrate Christmas knowing that Jesus has saved us from our sins. We can leave our guilt behind and walk forward courageously to love our neighbor, not worrying anymore about what we might be doing wrong because Jesus did all things well so that we might be saved and we might love other people, focusing more on their situation than our own. Why not make every day Christmas? If we recognize that God had a plan for Jesus at his very birth, I hope that you recognize that God also has a plan and purpose for your life as well. And these plans have been in place since the day you were born. And also, you don't have to wait until a certain day to start working towards them, according to God's will. He has called you, and if you stay connected to him as he is connected to you, well, you can do all things through Christ because he gives you the strength. You certainly don't have to wait for a new year. Every day that we follow Jesus, we are fulfilling God's call on our life. And truly, we are celebrating Christmas, that God is still with us today, that God is giving us the strength to move forward each and every moment, that he is the vine and we are, that he is the vine, we're the branches, and that we can't do anything apart from him. So don't wait to start all those new things until January 1st. Why not begin now? Jesus was born to save you from your sins so that you might live a new life with him starting today, starting now. Amen.